So this is a bit of a strange episode this week because I don't quite know who's gonna care what we think about this. It's the modern Doctor Who, which I guess you're quite familiar with the old Doctor Who, right?
Many of the old Doctor Who's, yeah.
And how much did you watch of the new one?
I don't think I've seen any of the new one.
Yeah, and I've seen almost none. I watched the first Doctor quite a bit, Christopher Eccleston, I think his name
Oh,
was.
yes, I'm very familiar with him.
So he had it was very strange because obviously Doctor Who'd been gone for a while and he came back as like this cool guy in a leather jacket. And I was like, it's okay, but this is pretty weird. But then apparently it got much, much better after that, right after that, because that's when they brought in David Tennant, who we of course know from we did an episode about his Around the World in 80 Days show, which was delightful. Everyone seems to like him a lot as one of the best doctors, but sadly I stopped watching right before he showed up. I've always meant to go back to it and I just never did. So you've never come across
So
these?
when you say the new doctors, you don't mean like the most recent one. You mean,
Well, I mean, starting in 2005,
yeah,
like.
okay, all right, okay. So I watched, quite a few of the David Tennant ones. I watched quite a few of the Ecclestone ones.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like that's how people talk about it, is that because there was such a big break, you know.
And then wasn't there a woman doctor?
Yeah, I think she was the most recent, and then I believe David Tennant is the first one to ever
Yeah, I
return.
never watched her. The woman one. It's just something I heard.
But yeah, no, I think in the fandom it's pretty much split in between because there hadn't been a new Doctor Who show since the 90s. You know, it seemed like it was done, but then it's been running continuously since the mid-2000s. So yeah, when I say new, quote unquote new, the last 20 years,
Okay. All right.
time gets away from one. Yeah, the new Doctor Who's not necessarily that new. Yeah, I know almost nothing about these, and I've just, you know, always been a little curious, but it's hard to, I should have just stuck with it, you know, because it's hard to catch up now. But the reason why I want to dig into this is that, you know, I'm sure it'll be delightful in general, and David Tennant is a delightful fellow, but it's Magic the Gathering, this card game, you know, that I played in the 90s. I started playing it again, and they do licensed properties now, which is just weird. Like, it used to just be wizards and goblins and stuff, and now it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Doctor Who. So, you know, I can understand why people don't love this development because it really is strange. And this is a good example. So I got this card, and it's a great card, but here, let me have you read a magic card, see if you can figure out what this gobbledygook means.
No, let me put my glasses on here.
But yeah, this is a great example, though, of what people find unpleasant about this, is that this is just a normal person. Just a normal person named Donna Noble, which you even said you know someone with that name. That's how boring this card is. It's just like really not like wizards. So here's Donna Noble.
Soulbound, you may pair this creature with another unpaired creature. When either enters the battlefield, they remain paired as long as you control both of them. Whenever Donna or a creature is paired with its dealt damage, all right, Donna deals that much damage to target opponent, Doctor's Companion. Oh, so she's a Doctor's Companion.
I don't believe she is actually one of, if she does count as a companion, it's not like one of the big season-long companions. But that's just for the gameplay. But basically, whoever though designs these magic cards, you know, they're big fans of particularly Doctor Who, but whatever they're working on, they tend to make it work with the storyline. You know, so basically what happens with Donna Noble, like they're saying you pair her with someone, so she's connected to them. If either one of them gets hurt, they hurt your opponent. Which they've had that effect before in Magic, but it was called a stuffy doll. It was a voodoo doll. You know, you hurt the doll and you get hurt, which, you know, obviously makes sense. Why does that happen with a lady named Donna Noble? What is going on? So that's why I just wanted to watch this episode of Doctor Who that she's from to learn what the story is, because I bet there's a reason. And the little bit that I gathered so far, I didn't want to research too much, obviously. So this was one of the special episodes. It was a holiday episode that came out on Christmas 2006 between season two and season three of the new series, like when between the two seasons of David Tennant. So it's not part of the main plot. As far as I know, this Donna Noble character is only in this one episode. So that's where I say she's not like a real companion, a full-on companion. And she seems to be some kind of a bride. So that's already starting to explain why, when she comes into play in Magic, you pair her with someone else, right? Because she's a bride. She's got to be paired up with her groom, I guess. And my guess, I mean, maybe it's like a psychic thing. Maybe this Donna Noble in Doctor Who, if you like are mean to her or do something bad to her, she like attacks you back. Like, there has to be some reason why the magic card, when it gets hurt, hurts your opponent. There has to be a reason. They didn't just make that up out of nowhere, right? Like, it's such a strange thing for a human lady to do. So that's the point, though. This is going to be a weird episode because we're not properly delving into Doctor Who. We're just watching one random episode so I can learn about a magic card. So so Doctor Who fans out there, sorry that we're not more knowledgeable. And yeah, I don't know. So let's just watch this episode and see what is the story with Donna Noble. So yeah, they showed all the coming up this season on Doctor Who. It does look like some exciting crap is going to happen. As for this episode, though, I mean, I guess with Doctor Who, you should expect the unexpected, right? It's safe to say we didn't really expect it to be as it was.
Well, it started off very lighthearted, and then it got kind of serious there at the end. Typical Doctor Who.
Right.
A lot of confusion going on. You're saying, what the heck is happening here? I can't even understand half of what they're trying to explain to me, but it all kind of comes together at the end.
Yeah, and I guess, too, I didn't think twice about it being one of these Christmas shows, because I'm not super familiar with that, but I just knew from, like, The Office and stuff, this idea of Christmas specials or just different British shows that, yeah, they'll play these ones on Christmas, and we don't really do that in North America, so... As it was starting, and yeah, it's very lighthearted and like zany and stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess if you're sitting down on Christmas Day to watch Doctor Who, you don't want this to be one of the ones about the end of the world. But then ultimately it kind of was about the end of the world, but in a way over the top. This like, this spider lady. I mean, I was saying as we watched it, I was impressed that they did it. They showed the whole spider lady. They made a whole rig, like, you know, it doesn't look amazing, but I'm like, hey, I'd rather that you try and do it than, you know, not. But yeah, she was like, what I was thinking, because I don't know what you do. That's what makes Doctor Who and shows like this so weird, is the way the spider lady was just so over the top all the time of like, ah, me and my children will devour the earth. We're from the beginning of time. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, yeah, I bet a spider would. That is how a spider would communicate. But the spider would communicate by going, you wouldn't know what it was saying. It's that this thing speaks English. It's like, you know, but how do you not have it speak English?
Well, come on. You have to suspend belief in all these shows.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they should have done it different. It's just, but that's where it's like, there's no answer in a show like Doctor Who where, and I mean, as like a Buffy fan and stuff, I understand what it must be like to be a Doctor Who fan that, you know, some of it is so corny and silly that if people just dip in, they're going to go like, you watch this show that seems like it's made for a 12-year-old? And it's like, yeah, but there's good ones. But I think it's safe to say that's probably not on anyone's top 10 list of like all-time best Doctor Who episodes.
No, it probably isn't. But the tail end of it, it has your stereotypical Doctor Who plot, because it had the little twist that you were not expecting at all, like the groom turns out to be evil and in cahoots with the spider lady.
And he's not even an alien or anything. He's just a human.
Yeah, he's just a human.
I'll be on the spider lady side.
And of course, he is dispatched pretty darn quickly. That's pretty standard. It's pretty standard fare. There's always some little twist that you couldn't possibly have imagined it. It's just thrown at you. And it's typical, too, of they did a whole lot of their special effects stuff where they just throw stuff at you. All of a sudden, there's flame, and then there's a flood coming all over the place, and then there's a star in the sky that on Christmas Eve day that looks like the Star of Bethlehem, but it's an evil thing that's killing people and breaking up pavement and burning places, and you know, come.
And it really does seem like, again, no disrespect to Doctor Who, but it's like the writers don't understand what their budget is. Like, they're writing this show like they have infinite money, and they sure don't, you know? But as far as Donna Noble goes, so yeah, this just shows my ignorance too. I'm sure any Doctor Who fans are probably already annoyed how I was talking earlier on, saying she wasn't a companion. But I guess that's just, again, my limited knowledge. I think of the companions as the ones that stay for the whole season. She does apparently count as a companion, but she is very much different than the other ones because she shows up a handful of times, but it'll be like 2 years before she shows up again, and then 2 more years, and then like a whole bunch of years. She just showed up again recently. So she just pops in once in a while. And I thought that was kind of neat because the way this one ended was the Doctor saying, I don't know, want to come along and get in my TARDIS, which everybody else is like, yes, I do. I'll hang out and have an adventure for a while. So for someone to finally say no kind of hangs a lampshade on how insane everyone else is, all the other companions, because Donna Noble's like, I don't think so. I mean, I just watched you just killed all the Spider Lady's kids and watched her scream about it, and you didn't care. You watched my groom fall to his death, and you didn't care. You took us back to the dawn of time. You're nonplussed about that. Like, this seems nuts, dude. I don't want to do this. It's like, yeah, why does everyone else say yes?
She's also a little different than the other companions. They accept what he is and follow along and follow his lead on most things. She doesn't. She's very aggressive right from the beginning, even before she meets him. She's very demanding and bossy and... I mean, here she is getting married that day, but then when you see her in flashbacks and she's saying, the groom, he chased me, he asked me over and over, and it wasn't that way at all. The reality was is that she's the one who asked him to marry her. She's the one who chased him, and she's the one who kept asking him again and again and again, please, please, please marry me. And she's very aggressive, bossy, a very domineering female. And the others are not like that.
Yeah, that's the little bit that I know. Yeah, that seems to be true. It's funny, too, in that case of the guy who was the groom, where the reason he went along with her badgering him to get married after only 6 months is because, you know, in cahoots with the Spider Queen, they had incubated her with spider particles to bring about the return of the glorious spider race. So it's like, we can't let her go, so I guess I got to get married. Like, pretty weird episode. Kind of, like, delightful in its own weird way. But as for Donna Noble, too, I mean, now that I know she's actually in quite a few more episodes. So the fact, though, that she is a bride initially, I think that explains, going to the magic card, why she's soul-bonded with another character. As for her stuffy doll effect that does damage to people, I mean, it could just be her general, aggressiveness, like you were saying. But I'm sure there's stuff that must happen later on, because I was looking at her magic card, and she's wearing a different outfit, and she's, like, destroyed a robot with a big mallet or something. Like, she's not, you know, it must be stuff that happens later. So speaking of, I didn't want to spoil this before, but I looked up just now a quick summary of what happens to Donna Noble. And just like, this is such classic Doctor Who stuff. Like, I'm sure if you watch this all unfold, it probably makes sense and you can follow along. But if you read it as one paragraph, this sounds totally crazy. So, within the series narrative, Donna begins as an outspoken Londoner in her mid-30s whose view of the universe is small in scope. Although she at first finds alien time traveler the Doctor terrifying, their initial encounter leaves her unsatisfied with her normal life, and she decides to travel alongside him when the next opportunity arises a couple years after this. Donna becomes an asset to the Doctor on his adventures, and on being merged with Time Lord Energy, becomes the Doctor Donna, and ultimately saves the universe, albeit at the cost of her memories of her travels with the Doctor. Like, sorry? What? You just jumped to her becoming a pseudo-Time Lord and saving the universe with no explanation. So I have no idea what that episode must be like.
Okay, so, but she doesn't become the female Doctor in the later series, does she?
No, that's someone
that's
else.
That's somebody else, yeah. Yes.
Because I think the female Doctor is just the Doctor, you know, just in a different form. But again, I don't know. I don't know. But then after that, Donna's memories are restored years later when the Doctor returns as a new incarnation with a similar appearance, and the Doctor ultimately settles down with her and her family after bigenerating another incarnation. So I guess when David Tennant comes back, he splits off into a little sub-version of himself and they go off and get married or something? Yeah, so again, I'm sure if you were just watching along in the show, and this takes years and years to happen, it all probably is pretty digestible.
Yes, have you got a lifetime to set aside to watch Doctor Who?
Yeah, but if you read the summary like that, I'm like, okay, that's good enough. Like, I was thinking I could delve deeper into this, and really, it's okay. I don't need to know exactly why the magic card acts like it acts. You know, I got some sense of it. I tried. But for now, someday I'll dive deeper into Doctor Who, but for now, that'll do. Just a random Christmas episode of Doctor Who.
What I have found with the whole Doctor Who series is the more recent ones have gotten so convoluted, they're very difficult to follow. Very much into developing scenery and horrific creatures and that kind of stuff, that the storyline sometimes gets so convoluted that you're like, It's difficult to follow them at certain points. Usually it does come together at the end and is summarized. I guess very typical of a whole lot of British shows, like British Mysteries, for example. There's always things going on and you're saying, like, what's happening? You're very confused until the end when it does all fall into place. Doctor Who, as it got more developed, became very much like that. Whereas the early Doctor Who shows are quite easy to follow. And the explanations happen all the way along, so you can follow them. But this one, even this one, there were times that I'm saying, like, what is happening here? Who are all these things that are coming into this scene and then just being blown up and disappearing? But, I mean, at the end, yes, it all came together and explained itself.
And I guess, too, it's probably partially just the era, you know, of back in the original Doctor Who days. You would catch episodes if you could catch them, but the idea of being able to sit down and watch them all was not something you could do, especially since they don't even have some of the episodes anymore. Where nowadays, if you did want to sit down and watch all these, it's pretty easy to get your hands on them all. You really could do that. So I do think that is better. It's better to reward someone who keeps up with the show, you know, someone who does pay attention to the details. I do think it's more important to cater to those people instead of people like me or just popping in. But yeah, I agree. If you do just pop in, it's pretty tough to follow. But on the other hand, that's also why I keep putting this off. Because I know to really get it, I'm going to have to start from 2005, or at the very least 2006, you know, with David Tennant. And that's a lot. That's a lot of Doctor Who. So I just keep putting it off and I keep getting further and further behind.
Well, it's held together, what, since 1961, I think, were the first of these shows.
I think when I was looking up the theme song, it said 63, but yeah,
okay,
right.
Okay, 63, could be 63, but even so, like, that's, what, 60 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad, and really, even that quote-unquote break, I mean, it was only from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. It was only 10 years or so that Doctor Who was on the shelf, and it's been pretty continuous besides that, so yeah, not bad, man, not bad.
Well, kudos to the Brits. They just keep on going at it.
Yeah.
It's like Coronation Street.
Never stop. Present day London, please.